Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Hey, mates. Welcome to Great Mates. Sort of. Something a little bit different this week. Cade and I are taking the week off. It's not because we're slack. All right, it's partly because we're slack, but it's also because we want to bring to you another show on the CC Radio Network that if maybe you haven't listened to it yet. And if you haven't listened to it yet, shame on you. I'm talking about Fangirling with Amy and Rachel. They are basically like the female versions of Cade and Troy, except better in every single possible way. Fangirling, it's pop culture related. It's hilarious. It's informative. You'll laugh. You'll learn. You'll learn to love again after all the disappointment that you've had from the years of Comic Confidential and Great Mates. Anyway, without further ado, here it is. Fangirling with Amy and Rachel.
Great Mates!
Hey, mates! We're talking Great Debates. Suck on that! Now for the real intro. Were Ross and Rachel on a break? Was there room on the door for Jack? Which Batman reigns supreme? Today we go ahead and get our rage on while also taking the piss out of Great Mates.
Yeah!
And look into these questions and more. I'm Amy Patterson.
And I'm Rachel Webb, and we are fangirling over the greatest of pop culture debates.
I think that was our best intro ever.
Best ever.
Cade and Troy, every week when they listen to this, they're like, what the fuck?
They're like, why, bitches?
Yeah.
Why are you taking the piss out of us?
People are going to listen to this like, they're oh, fangirling, new episode, and hear, hey, mates, and be like, what?
What?
Have we made a mistake?
Because we sound exactly like Cade and Troy as
we
well.
We do. Yeah. It's. Yeah. I could understand how you would get us confused.
Absolutely.
Anyway, this week we are talking great debates in pop culture.
We are master debaters today.
Master debaters. We love a good master debate.
We do. So right. Here's how we're going to do it. I've got the topics. I've got the debates. And then we are going to discuss. Maybe we'll agree. Maybe we won't.
Who knows? We've got no prior planning except this list.
So. Yep. So, okay. So the first one that – so I got this basically from a list that the E! News Network put out. And it was like 31, but I've like cropped it to – things that I think are relevant to us because I really don't care about fucking Paris Hilton or whatever.
Oh my God.
There was something there about Paris Hilton. I don't care.
Probably about her or Nicole.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, that would make sense. Yeah. And then there was like Britney or Christina. I'm like, no, I don't care. Yeah.
That's so old fashioned.
All right. But one of the first ones I saw was should Hermione have been with Harry or Ron?
Oh, that's a good one.
It's not a good one.
Do you want me to go first on my
You
opinion?
Go first.
Okay, I liked how it ended with Ron and Hermione.
Yeah.
I preferred it. It would have been dumb if she'd ended up with Harry, honestly.
Yes, and I think all of this has come because at some point J.K. Rowling said that her initial plan was to have Harry and Hermione together.
Yeah.
But Ron.
He's a little cutie.
Oh, look, they are so opposite and just so yin-yang.
Yes.
It works.
It's a match made in heaven.
And Harry and Hermione, I love their friendship.
Oh, absolutely.
I wouldn't want to wreck that.
Mm-mm.
You know, they there was that beautiful moment which was added into the film in Deathly Hallows Part 1 after Ron's gone and Hermione's just devastated and Harry tries to cheer her up and they have that little dance in the tent. So cute. And I think that it was so important for them to have a tender moment like that.
Yeah.
That's not about romance because the three of them, they are the trio.
The three best friends that anyone could have.
Yeah.
We're the three best friends that anyone could have. Anyway, there you go. Singing's done. Tick.
So, yeah, I think that that was – I think that it's not really a debate and I don't know – why J.K. Rowling would bring that up.
No, I also really love that Harry and Ginny ended up together. Like, that was nice. I really liked that. So
I love all the memes that have come from it as well. Like, you know, I fucked my best friend's sister.
But, yes, I am
Very team Ron and Hermione.
Yeah, me too.
Great.
Me too. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars. We've never even discussed Star Trek.
No.
Ever.
I was thinking that I like the newer Star Trek movies with like Chris Pine in them. Because they're great movies.
They are good movies.
In the sense of the actual story, Star Wars trumps. Reigns supreme.
It does. It does. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen the Star Trek show.
No, neither have I.
And maybe that would change my mind because I've heard it. It's really, really good.
Mm, same.
But I've never seen it.
No. Nope. So Star Wars.
Star Wars it is. Yep.
We're flying through this.
Clack, clack, okay. Clack. Classic Disney versus modern Disney.
Ooh, this is hard.
I get what's classic? What's modern? Yeah. Because if we're talking like before CGI.
Yes.
Is classic. Like when it was like hand-drawn animation and like Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Like that 90s, up to that 90s renaissance, sort of ending with frickin' Pocahontas and whatnot, and then nothing really came out until Tangled.
Yes. Yeah, actually, you're right.
There was that break.
I'm finding this one very hard because I love classic Disney. And you can just sit down and watch them.
There's more of it.
Yeah, and it was such a big part of my childhood. Mm. But I also really enjoy modern Disney.
I do too.
And I find that I not relate, but like I understand it a lot more.
Well, because we're grown-ups.
Exactly. So you understand the funny puns and like all of that kind of stuff. So you really enjoy it. So I don't even know which way I would go here.
And the songs are fucking banging.
Okay, the songs are better in the newer Disney, for sure. Because they got, you know, those awesome backing tracks and they're super catchy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just can't wait to be king
It's wonderful.
Banger,
yeah. But,
so I don't know. There's elements of both that I like. Definitely the animation is way better now.
I think the storytelling in the classic Disney is better.
Yes, I agree.
And then the songs in the newer Disney, modern Disney, are better. So it's like I can't really pick between the two because I love a great story, but I also love great songs.
Great soundtrack. You can't have one without the other.
You can't.
So I'm going to be on the fence here.
Yeah, I think I might stay on the fence too. Mm. If, look, gun to my head.
Yeah.
Classic Disney because there's more of it.
I think I would also go classic Disney.
Yeah.
If I had to absolutely choose.
Like, because I could do without the movies.
Yeah.
Like the modern Disney movies. Yeah. I could do without them.
Yeah.
I can't do without the songs though.
No. Okay. So that's the thing. If we had to like not ever see them but just listen to the soundtrack, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
I love Moana though. Like that movie.
It's a great movie.
I could fucking watch that every day.
My godson does watch it every day with his two brothers. So my godson's name is Teddy and he has two brothers. They're twins, Harvey and Beau.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got a text from their mum, Nadine, and every day they are wrapped by Moana. Mm-hmm. They are just like, you cannot, like you could snap your fingers in front of their face. They would not move.
Excellent.
Because they are captivated by Moana. And it's like they're seeing it for the first time every time.
Oh, to be young again.
I know. It's so cute. So she's like, it's that time of day again.
Moana time.
And she knows, so she knows that she's sweet for 2 hours.
Yeah, excellent.
Because they are just going to be glued to the TV.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Oh, my God, talking about dogs.
And my doggy's here. Hi, buddy. The naughtiest dog in the world.
Tell everybody what he did.
Destroyed everything. That's all you need to know. An entire wall in my patio is destroyed.
And he's so cute.
Yeah, and he fucking knocked me out one day too. Let's not forget that.
I love that Jake was like, don't go in there, buddy. And he was like, fuck that.
He doesn't listen. He doesn't listen.
Anyway, yeah, okay. So if we absolutely had to choose, I would probably go classic, but I would be loath to do so.
Yep.
Great. In grants. We haven't disagreed yet.
No, we haven't. Mm. Now, this one, I'm not going to say names here.
Okay.
I'm just going to ask the question and you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Were they on a break?
Okay. Ross and Rachel
are
a very interesting species, right? Because they're in their own little world.
Yeah, each of them are, like, entirely selfish.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know how they created a child together, just quietly.
I know exactly how they did it. I mean, well, do you need a lesson?
Maybe we should do an episode on that. No, I understand fully. I am in the mindset that they were on a break.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's clear that they were. I don't know what Rachel is so upset about.
No.
I say this to myself every day. I don't know what Rachel is so upset about.
She really has no point to be other than I think she's just confused and she's like, man, I actually kind of like this guy, blah, blah, blah. We weren't on a break.
I mean, she brings it up all the time, which is why it's become such a running thing and Ross is always like shouting, we were on a break. And they were.
Yes, they absolutely were. That's like saying to someone, oh, you know what? Well, it's exactly what happened in the show.
Yeah.
We're not a thing. Okay, so they go and do their own thing. And then you get mad about
and then
that.
You can't get mad about it because you're the one that said,
we're on a break.
We're on a break.
Not in so many words, but you know what we mean.
Yeah.
And look, it's fine. You've ended up happily ever after in the end. Stop bringing up the bullshit.
Yeah, you're lobsters or whatever it is. So just like get over it.
Absolutely, they were on a break.
They were 100% on a break. Don't at us.
Nope. Because we won't respond. Well, I won't. I'm terrible at responding.
Yeah, I will probably respond with a middle finger.
Yeah. What's next?
Which Batman is the best Batman?
Ooh, I may actually create some drama here, but I like Ben Affleck.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay.
I just do.
And I think. But, you know. He didn't get a lot of screen time as Batman.
But I don't know if that's the mystery of it because I remember when I first watched him, I was like, nah, he's like, I don't like him. I was always a Christian Bale gal.
Yeah, yeah.
I was always a Christian Bale gal.
Bale gal.
But then like, I don't know if now it's because I've watched other movies where he shows up in and just has little parts. Like, you know, in the Justice League and, you know, Batman vs. Superman, all those kind of things. I really enjoy.
That's literally the only two, but
exactly.
Go on.
But you know what I mean? Like I watch so many movies. Like with Christian Bale in them.
Yeah, yeah.
But
Affleck, you really connected with Ben Affleck.
Really connected with him. I don't know why. It's just how I am at the moment.
You know what? That is, I will give you that. I will give you that because I'm kind of like, I have such a hard time with this because I think about the films themselves rather than the Batman.
I think that's where I'm at too.
Yeah.
Go on.
And I really loved those really camp 80s and 90s Batman films. So I'm like, but Michael Keaton's amazing.
It's that humor element.
And then I have to remember that it's not Keaton all the way through. It's like Michael Keaton and then Val Kilmer and then George Clooney.
Yep.
Yeah. And George Clooney is absolutely a no. He's not the best Batman. Val Kilmer is a no.
No, it's a no for me.
So for me, it's like a battle between Michael Keaton, Christian Bale, and Ben Affleck.
Yep.
Because I really enjoyed Ben Affleck's Batman as well.
I like him.
But I think I'm going to go with Christian Bale.
Okay.
If he didn't do that fucking dicky voice.
So this was, I think I may have even been talking about this with Cade on an episode many, many times ago, shall we say.
Hello, Jake. He's tiptoeing over. Bless his heart. Jake has just gotten home from walking the dog. Hi, baby.
He didn't even say like
he's not.
Like,
he's just waving.
He's like, I will be quiet as a mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I remember talking to Kate about this many times ago, and he was like, "How could Christian Bale be your favorite?" This is just I could have made this up in my head.
Okay.
But he was like, you know, his voice, and I'm like, yeah.
But aside from the voice, I think he made a great Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
I'll give him that. He's an amazing Bruce Wayne. Maybe if I'm picking a Bruce Wayne, I'll pick Christian Bale. If I'm picking a Batman. I might actually go with the Batfleck too.
Yes. Batfleck for the win.
Batfleck. Yeah. Want more of it.
Yeah, I do actually want
I really want more
I
of it.
I need more Justice League related things.
You know what? Wonder Woman. It's still set to come out soon.
Yes.
And it's set in the 80s.
I know. The best.
I'm so excited.
I just want to watch that. I'm going to watch Wonder Woman tonight.
Please do. Mm. Did you see what I put up on our page?
Yeah. Excellent. I love seeing things come up on the page because Reese will always say to me, oh, that was funny what you posted. I'm like, it wasn't me.
You think it was me, haha, fool.
It wasn't me. I get just the same amount of joy as you. Rachel posts all the things on the social media.
I post all the things.
I edit the episodes.
Yeah.
We're a two-man team.
We're two-woman team.
Two-woman team.
That's right.
Anyway, Batfleck for the win.
Batfleck. Edward or Jacob? We've discussed this.
We have, and it's absolutely Edward. Yes.
Yeah. So we don't need to say anymore.
Sign, sealed, delivered.
And we'll also go Peter or Gail.
Peter.
Peter.
Peter is the love of her life.
Yeah.
It's what is that meant to happen.
It's what's meant to be. Like, if I had to, listen, Gail is a Hemsworth.
Oh, yes.
So it's like, okay, he's hot,
If he wasn't
he's
a Hemsworth.
He's hotter than Peter.
Absolutely.
But, however, in the books, the descriptions, right, Peter could have been hot.
He could have been. They leave a lot up to the imagination.
They leave a lot up. You know, he's got the blonde hair. Mm. He's got the broad shoulders. He's very strong. Yeah. Like, give me a Peter.
You know, when I read the books, I thought in my mind Peter was more like a Finnick.
Yes.
Right? That's how I saw him.
Yeah, but like broader.
Yes. Like built like a brick shit house.
Yes.
Mm. Sexy.
Like a Viking.
Yeah. We're off topic here. But yes, no, I agree. And you know what? I think if Gale wasn't Liam Hemsworth, it would be very different.
I think that all the little teeny boppers out there wouldn't give a shit about Gale because he's not worth shit.
No, he's a terrible character.
He's a terrible person in general. And I think everybody forgets he and Beatty wrote the plans for the thing that killed Prim.
Exactly. He killed
her
sister.
It doesn't matter if he's the one that pulled the trigger. It doesn't matter if it was him that gave the order. It doesn't matter. He created the plan for that particular attack.
He planted the seed.
And he's the one that said, oh, you know, this is a brilliant idea because you go in, you set off the bombs, and then you get the second wave, which takes out all of their medics and first responders. Mm-hmm. It was your idea. And it doesn't matter if it was the Capitol or if it was the older rebellion that did it in the end. It was your plan.
Yeah.
And she would never, ever be able to forgive him for
that.
No
way. No.
I wouldn't.
She never did.
She never did. So, you know.
Stand by that.
Exactly.
So there you go. Peter.
Yep, Peter. Okay, so was there room on the door?
Yes.
There was room on the door, Rose.
And like the worst part about this is he gave one shitty attempt to get on the door. Just fucking try again, mate.
And I've said this time and time again, fucking take turns.
Exactly.
Take turns. It's like you've been on the door for half an hour. Now I get half an hour on the door.
We're not going to get hypothermia because we're in and out of the
water. We're in and out and in and out. And if you do get hypothermic, at least you get hypothermic together.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, you know, if this is the love of your life, why? Why are you doing this? Why?
Mm-mm.
I don't understand. Did you see the Mythbusters thing?
No.
Apparently they did it on Mythbusters.
Ooh.
I think they busted the myth. I think that they said that there
wasn't room.
No, there was not. Or that it's like, yes, there was probably room, but it would have been too hard to
rotate.
Or like the door wouldn't have stayed afloat if both of them were on it and then trying to like swap them over. But I stand by the argument that that was a big fucking piece of wood.
Absolutely.
And my dog has just been washed and I can see him digging in the dirt. Lord. Anyway, so there was room on the door.
Absolutely.
I don't care, Mythbusters. Come at me.
Come at me. At me.
Yeah. Anyway. I'd love to hear from Mythbusters, actually.
That would be awesome.
At us.
At us. Do it.
Do it.
All right.
Okay, so 3D movies. Yes.
No? I do not enjoy 3D movies because I am blind.
Because you're a glasses wearer like me.
I have to wear glasses.
But do you double glass it?
I have to.
Yeah.
I can't watch unless I have my contacts in. And even then it feels weird. Mm. Like I don't really wear contacts unless I'm actually going to like an event or if I'm going to a festival or something like that where wearing glasses is a pain.
Yeah, it's bad.
Right?
Yeah.
Or like you could get them knocked off your face. But when I'm sitting there watching a movie in a cinema upright, I would just prefer to have my glasses on.
Yeah.
When I have to put double glasses on, it's not great. And you know what, actually? I remember watching – what's the movie with Sandra Bullock where she's in space? Is it Interstellar?
No, Gravity.
Gravity.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I wanted to throw up everywhere because we went and saw it in 3D. And I hated it. Like the movie –
first of all, it's a bad movie.
Yeah, the movie itself was not good. And my friends were like, it was awesome. I'm like, that was one of the shittest things I've ever seen. The parts
it's
of it that I could
movie.
See.
Terrible movie.
And I felt so discombobulated.
Yeah.
I love that word.
Discombobulated.
Discombobulated. I don't enjoy 3D. Not at all.
Okay. I do.
Ooh.
I know.
We're divided. Know. We're Here we go.
We're disagreeing. It's happening. So 3D came out with like pre-glasses for
me. Yeah.
So I got to enjoy some like Avatar, which was like the first thing with that real 3D. I think that it can add a really cool element to movies, but I understand that there are some people that like it nauseates them.
Mm.
that depth of the picture, I think that it really can add to the experience in certain films.
Yeah.
There are a lot of films out there where it's like, why the fuck did you put this in 3D? Because it's not going to add anything to it.
No.
But there are certain films that are made with 3D in mind. Yeah. And I think
Avatar
that they're really,
wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. There are certain films that are made with 3D in mind, and you can tell which films they are because they have certain shots where it's like,
That
was supposed to be for 3D.
That's the money shot.
So, but like things like the Harry Potter films where they just, you know, and the Star Wars films where they just like also release them in 3D because why the fuck not, and you can get a little bit more money from the box office.
Yeah.
Stuff like that I don't think is really worth it, but there are some films where it's like, whoa, that was so cool in 3D.
Where it like comes out at you.
Yeah, yeah. It's just I enjoy it, and I will take the double glasses if I think that it's a 3D worthy film. Yeah. So it's like I will say yes and no.
Okay.
Like for some films, absolutely no, don't
worth
bother.
It. Yeah.
But if it's I would rather watch it in 2D, but I would rather watch most things in 2D because I don't like having the double glasses thing either. But if it's something that I think it would be really cool in 3D, I would do it.
I see your point.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to give that a shot.
You don't have to.
I mean, next time a 3D movie comes out, when who knows when that will be.
Yeah, because nothing's coming out ever.
Anyway. All right, there you go.
Have you seen Inception?
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Did the top stop spinning at the end?
I don't know. It got the speed wobbles going on a little bit.
Okay.
So I reckon that would indicate that it would stop spinning, just from what I know from speed wobbles.
And it cut before it dropped.
Yes. So there, I think it stopped.
Apparently you can Google this phrase.
Ooh.
And it will take you down a rabbit hole. And I was writing this little list this morning, and I turned to Jake and I was like, babe, did the top stop spinning in Inception? And he went into like this long
the dark web
explanation. And I was like, okay, I'm just asking you a question. It's like yes or no
yes
question.
Yes or no answer. And what was his answer?
His answer was no, because you didn't see it stop spinning.
Well, that is a good way to think of it, isn't it?
But I was like, but it wobbled and it was about to fall. And he's like, so?
It
was still spinning when the movie ended.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but it was
Going to stop.
It fell. And he's like, no, but it didn't
but
fall.
That's the thing with Inception.
But it's like, but did it? But I don't see it coming back from that.
No. And I think that's where our logic maybe causes us to be a little bit.
Yeah, so like in my mind, the camera cuts.
And it stops.
And it drops.
Yeah.
It stops spinning.
Mm-hmm. Where is
it? But the camera cuts before it stops spinning, so
it's
technically
stuck.
It's still spinning.
It's stuck in that limbo
phase. But it's about to not be spinning anymore. It's very confusing.
I'm going to go with it stopped spinning.
I will also go with, motherfuckers, it stopped.
It had to stop.
It's not just going to stay there wobbling forever.
Not for infinity, no.
Not for infinity.
There you go. It
so
stopped.
Does that mean that he was in a dream or not?
Oh, look, we should do a whole episode on Inception.
I hate Inception so much.
It fucked my mind up. I love Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And Leo. Love me a Leo.
And you know what? Marianne Cotillard is also a beautiful woman.
Yep. There was a lot of good
actors.
Oh,
my God. Wasn't it Tom Hardy also in it?
Yes.
Sweet Lips.
Sweet Lips Hardy.
I love
as
him.
We like to call
Tom
it.
Sweet Lips Hardy.
Ellen Page was in it too.
Yeah, she's great.
Mm. Oh, actually, on the topic of Ellen Page.
Oh, my God.
Umbrella Academy season 2 is coming out soon.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I can't wait. We need to do an episode on that.
We do. I'm actually in the middle of a rewatch.
Oh, I need to
rewatch. Of season one. I think we've only got one episode left of our rewatch. So, and I like there was some things that I totally forgot. I was like, oh, shit, that dude actually went back in time and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's
back in time. Ah, shit, I need to watch it.
It's again. So much. And then I fully appreciated Mary J. Blige in it.
Oh, yeah.
When she goes absolutely fucking ham.
Mental, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, this is what happened. You don't piss off Mary J. Blige. Mm-mm-mm. You cannot piss that woman off.
You don't do her wrong.
Mm-mm, no. Mm-mm. She goes full cray-cray.
She does.
All right. Speaking of cray-cray.
Yes.
We are going to be doing a new segment soon. Not in the next couple of episodes, but soon.
Yep.
Called, we don't know yet.
It's going to have a funky name.
It's going to have a funky name. So this segment is going to be by popular demand. I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it. Is me reading excerpts of 50 Shades of Grey to Amy.
Yes.
Now, as you may or may not know, I don't have a great history with 50 Shades of Grey. I think it's a piece of shit. I think the author's a piece of shit.
Shots fired,
Erica. Come on. You know what? If you come at me, Erica, you have to acknowledge my existence.
Yeah. So it's never going to happen.
So I dare you, Erica, come at me. But I'm going to be reading excerpts of 50 Shades of Grey. I have threatened that it will mostly be me gagging and ranting.
And I'm here for it, honestly.
Amy's right here for it, but we need to know what this segment is going to be called. We have had a suggestion from, I think it was Richard Lawler in the CC Radio group chat, who suggested 50 Shades of Cray.
I do like that. It's got a nice ring.
Cray, cray.
It is cray.
And Amy herself suggested 50 Shades with Ray.
Yeah.
Because that's me.
Yeah, so we might put a poll up and see.
Yeah, but I will definitely put a poll up.
Yeah, okay.
And see what the people want this segment to be called. Or if you've got other suggestions, go ahead and put suggestions in as well.
We love a good suggestion.
Yeah, always, always.
All right, what else have we got left? Okay. Shall we do a couple more?
I've got three more.
Okay, lightning round, let's do it.
All right, which doctor's the best doctor?
David Tennant.
Oh, wow. That's exactly what Jake said.
Yeah.
I love Matt Smith.
Do you? Oh, look, Matt Smith's got that cute little baby face.
Oh, look, I just love him and I love his quirkiness.
Yeah. I also do enjoy, what's her name? Jodie Whittaker.
I haven't seen her yet.
I've only seen excerpts.
Jury's out on her for me.
Yeah. She's, well, I think it's because I haven't really seen like full episodes with her in it. I've just seen like, you know, where they make them like promotional videos. I'm like, oh, she's a bit cool. But yeah, David Tennant for me.
Okay, cool. I love that.
Real quick to go.
Hey, who's the best Chris?
Oh, shit.
I know.
They're the best for different reasons. Chris Hemsworth is easily the hottest.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt is the funniest. Also quite hot.
He is surprisingly sexual.
Yes. Chris Pine, those eyes. Get me.
Yeah, but I can't get over his lips because they sometimes look like he's been stung by bees.
This is true. He's getting Botox for sure.
Do you think he is? Because probably. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with his lips, but sometimes, it's not all the time, it's sometimes he looks like he's been stung by bees.
So I'm going to go from my really in-depth descriptions.
What about Evans?
Oh, Evans. Shit.
There's shit. Pine, Pratt, Evans, Hemsworth.
Hemsworth, Pine, Pratt, Evans, Hemsworth, Pine, Pratt. Oh, Evans or Hemsworth? Evans or Hemsworth? Evans or Hemsworth? Hemsworth.
I'm going to go with Pratt.
Okay. You love that humor?
I love the humor and he's fucking sexy.
He is. All of them are sexy. Let's just put that out there. Right
they now. Are kind of all sexy. Yeah, they are all sexy. You know what? Chris Evans makes me laugh so much as well.
He posts so many cute dog photos as well.
He does. And when he talks about his nephew, have you seen him talking about his nephew? Dad, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Oh, I'm going to stick with Chris Hemsworth because – I don't know why. He's just the first one that popped into my head when you asked which Chris.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
There you go.
Yep, well, I'm going to stick with Pratt, especially when he does, what's my snack?
Oh, my God, I live for what's my snack. What's my snack is my life. I'm not on a diet, but if I was, I would fail.
Yeah.
Because I just like to snack too much on things that are not good for me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What's my snack? He's my snack.
Ooh, dang.
Now, this is the last one, Amy, and again, it is actually not like pop culture, but I had to ask.
Yep.
The dress.
Oh, the dress that stopped the world?
Yeah. Is it blue and black or is it white and gold?
It was blue and black for me.
Wow.
Was it white and gold?
It was white and gold.
We are divided.
Oh, my God.
It's so interesting that you can see a photo and see different things.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was 100% blue and black for me.
Wow. I still cannot see blue and black. I just see white and gold.
And I can't see white and gold. Oh, I have no idea. Anyway, it was bizarre, that whole thing, wasn't it?
It really, and people got angry about it. They're like, no, can't you fucking see? It's like,
are you blind? Well, yes, but.
But, like, clearly we are all seeing it. Nobody here is blind. No. It's just that we're seeing different things.
Exactly. And don't ask me how it works, because I can.
I don't. Obviously,
if we looked at a picture right now, we would both see different things.
Let's do it now.
Okay.
I'm just going to Google the dress.
The dress?
The dress.
It'll come up.
Yeah. The dress. Okay, where is this fucking thing? Okay, so when I do that, what are you seeing?
Blue and black.
Oh, my God. All I see is that there's four pictures of the dress that immediately come up in different shades, and I'm seeing white and gold in all of them.
Nah, blue and black in every single one. One's just lighter.
Is it a dark blue or a light blue?
I'll try and find you a color close by.
Yeah.
Okay, see your notepad over there?
Yeah.
That dark blue that's on it.
Yeah.
That blue.
Yeah.
And the black is like a really, really light black, like almost grey.
So where's the blue, where's the black?
So if we click onto one.
Yeah.
This area is blue, the sleeves are blue. This looks like black lace, black lines little. Oh, wow. And then, yeah.
Okay, so for me, the lace is gold and all of this is white.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
So there you go, guys. We are literally looking at the same photo and seeing different things. So there is some magic.
And it's like we're in the same light.
Yes, we're literally sitting next to each other.
We're sitting next to each other.
Yep.
That's crazy.
I think it must be.
At least now I know what to picture when people are saying it's blue and black.
Yeah.
Because this is like, it's gold. It's just straight up gold, and that's white for
black
me.
And blue.
Wow.
And like some of the photos, it's really funny when you like click back to this one just looks blue and black but in a sepia tone.
This one.
The last one here.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Like they've tried to show.
No. What do you see here?
Blue and black.
What do you see here?
Lighter blue and black.
Okay, so this for me is white and gold and that's blue and black.
Okay.
So they've changed it. So the contrast.
Like this is definitely, I can see where people would see.
Oh, so that's what you're seeing.
Yeah, I would see where people would see white and gold, but it is not, it's not white and gold for me. It's just
blue and black.
Well, it's because I know the dress is blue and black, that color just looks like baby blue and really off green almost. Black color.
That's so strange.
Yeah.
That's exciting though, and now I can see what you see.
Yeah. I've never really looked into it, and I can see what you see too. Like I can understand how you would see white and gold in that.
Yeah.
But because I think it's because I know that the dress in my mind is blue and black.
Yeah.
That I look for blue and black.
Wow.
But yeah, I've never actually looked into the logistics behind it all because I was just like, whenever people see different shit.
Oh, well, this article is called Here's Why People Saw the Dress Differently.
Mm.
Oh, let's see what they have to say about it. The dress, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Come on.
Just give me the answer.
Fuck, I don't want an entire article. Ooh, it changes. Much better idea. People's perceived color is also informed by their perception of lighting, and the image of the dress taken on a cell phone contained a lot of uncertainty in lighting conditions. So they're basically saying it's lighting. It's not because we're sitting in the same light and seeing two different things. So take that, motherfuckers.
Yeah, we proved you wrong.
Yeah.
We don't have the answer, but we proved you wrong.
Wow. That's
all right.
Crazy.
There you go. I thought there would be a lot more raging in this episode, but
we didn't really rage, did we? We just agreed a lot.
Yeah.
And then swooned over hot guys because that's what we do.
Hot Chris's. Hot Chris's. Christmas episode.
And a little bit of sweet lips.
A little bit of sweet lips in there. Boop, boop. Tom Hardy, sweet lips. He's an attractive man.
He really is.
Very many attractive men in
and
the world.
And then there's his doppelganger. Oh, my God, we still have to do that episode.
Yeah,
the doppelganger episode.
All right, put that on the list.
All right, it's on the list.
I've forgotten the name of his doppelganger.
Logan something?
Logan from, what's that movie called? Shit.
The Upgrade.
Upgrade.
Yes. It was also in the Prometheus.
Okay. I remember talking about that. Mm. See, it's – oh, look, I have the memory of a fish, honestly, talking about sweet lips.
Sweet lips.
All right, we've done the list.
Yeah, we have.
We're out of here for this
week.
Yeah,
we are.
Okay, that's it. We'll be back with another episode next week. But in the meantime, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and help support the show.
And if you want to check out the other great shows on our network, head to ccradio.com.au.
And finally, make sure you join our fangirling fan group on Facebook.
That's it. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And we just fangirled.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.